We're back. You're listening to Eco Talk, and we're discussing cars and fuels of the future. Are we there yet? And we're going to be speaking with another gentleman who's in the forefront of building clean cars, Philipp Dietrich. He's with the Paul Scherrer Institute of Switzerland. He is the project leader of the Highlight concept car, developed along with Michelin. And we're going to hear more about how this works. Thanks for joining us. We should mention that this show is in conjunction with World Environment Day. We were lucky enough to have all these experts from around the globe working on all aspects of cleaner technology in town, so we're taking advantage of that expertise. Now, you've been working in this area since before gas prices spiked. Obviously, this technology doesn't happen overnight. What has your organization or institute come up with that's really exciting?
Paul Scherrer Institute is a national lab in Switzerland which is looking in different ways of transfer energy and store energy, mainly renewable ones, and therefore the issue of having a fuel cell transformation is one of the very interesting technologies, because it's a cold combustion. That means we can transfer the energy from hydrogen to electricity in a very efficient way without producing some emissions. And actually, we are looking in that technology since more than 10 years, and at the days now, it's the technology which is also ready to be treated and tested in cars as an alternative to internal combustion engines. To say it's clear, at the moment it's still a young technology compared to internal combustion engine, which are in use since for more than 100 years. Therefore, we still need some further development for a broader distribution into the world as a consumer product. But I think it's also a very different way to do things. It's a very silent way to transfer energy. You have much less rotating parts, so it's also don't vibrate as much as internal combustion do it.
Less to break and need a mechanic for?
Absolutely, yes.
So it's the Highlight, H-Y-L-I-G-H-T. Obviously, this is highlighting hydrogen.
That's true, yes. It is a project. It's a demonstration car that was developed in a cooperation with Michelin Company, where we try to figure out the change from an internal combustion engine to electrical drivetrain, including a fuel cell, opens very much opportunities to design the car absolutely new, because you don't need any more transmission. You can put the electric motor directly into the wheels, so you have a much more flexibility in designing the car. And as we heard already, reducing the weight is one of the dramatic issues to increase fuel efficiency and therefore also the reduction on fuel consumption, which is one of the major issues we have to look for.
And who is funding this research? I know Michelin is very involved in cars of the future. They have something called a Bibendum that I was at last year, and I think I may have even seen this concept car. They did have fuel cell vehicles on display. What is their interest in this?
Their interest is, you see, a tire manufacturer is one side, but you have to add, for example, in new technologies into the wheels to get new ways things done. And at the end, it's a tire which transfers the energy to the earth, and I think it's a company which is very much concerned about the quality and energy efficiency, and therefore it was a team up, which was a joint effort between Michelin and Paul Scherrer Institute.
And so both are paying for it, development?
Yes.
And what do you see happening next now that you have developed this prototype vehicle, and how can people see it? Where can they see it?
You see, that is one way to show what is possible at the moment. And sure, in the future, there is a lot of work needed to get this technology to more or less the same cost as cars do cost today. And I think that's one way to do it. And we, as a research national lab, we can contribute with new technologies, solutions, but to transfer them to a product, that's clearly a way which has to be done in industry. And therefore, we always try to make such projects together with companies, which has also the potential to develop these technologies further to a product.
So will you and the Institute continue to work on developing these, making this prototype happen sooner, or is this just one of many that you're experimenting with?
We are directly, we are collaborating further with Michelin on these issues, but it's clear that a future is not specific this car, as you know. At the end, it's not the car; it's the technology which has to be developed, which can be adapted afterwards to different car styles, and also, I guess, to different companies.
So, in our remaining less than a minute, how many years are we, do you think, away from fuel cell vehicles being available to the public?
You know, to look into the future is very difficult, but I think it depends also in which scales you think. If you think on some thousand, I think that's possible within 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. But to have 50% of the population done that, I think that's something to do. It's very long term. But you also have to see, for example, in Europe, the change from gasoline to diesel cars take more than 10 years.
So we're not there yet, but we're getting there. Thank you. We've been speaking with Philipp Dietrich. He is with the Paul Scherrer Institute in Switzerland. We're continuing our talk on clean car technology. Where it's at, are we there yet? Right after these messages. Stay with us.